Hey Chiefs fans, minicamp and OTAs are over and the next stop is training camp. But before we move along to training camp, we're going through the top three takeaways from minicamp and OTAs, and that starts with number three, BJ.
Let's start with the cornerback position. We knew that was a focus coming into this offseason. Marcus Peters, he's holding down the left side, but opposite of him, it's a question mark because veteran Sean Smith had that spot for the last few years. He's moved on to the Oakland Raiders. And as of Thursday, Coach Andy Reid said that Philip Gaines, the third-year player out of Rice, who was injured earlier last year, will be the starter. As of now, obviously that can change. And at the nickel spot, with so many teams going three wide receivers, that nickel spot's important. Right now, that is Steve Nelson, the second-year player out of Oregon State, who, Pete, has been one of the stars of these offseason workouts. He has shown a lot. But you've got Marcus Cooper in the mix, the veteran. And you've also got those three draft picks that stepped up, and they flashed a little bit during these offseason workouts as well.
Yeah, that leads me nice into my number two. Mine is the impact of the rookies. Talk about rookies, you got to start with Chris Jones. He was the Chiefs' first pick. Remember, that was in the second round because they moved back. He's been mixing in with the veterans along the defensive line. A player that's been mixing in with the veterans along the offensive line is Parker Anger. He's been at the left guard position. And you can't talk about minicamp and OTAs without talking about wide receiver Tyreek Hill. Now, you got to remember, this was no padded practices in minicamp and OTAs, but he has shown that 4.2 40-yard dash type speed, and you talk about Madden ratings. This guy could have a 100 speed rating in Madden, BJ.
He could. He looked really good in shorts, but as you mentioned, there are no pads on, and we know football is obviously a contact sport. They couldn't do any of that during mini camps or OTAs, so obviously it can be huge for them when the pads come on. But one guy we do know that can run pretty fast when the pads are on is the franchise's all-time leading rusher, Jamaal Charles. That's why it's my number one takeaway from these offseason workouts, is that Jamaal, he didn't do anything in team drills, but he did get out there during the position workouts, and it was great to see him get out and do a little bit. He's 8 months removed from that ACL surgery. It's going to be really interesting to see how much he can do at training camp, and it's great to see him back out on the field. The Chiefs are absolutely loaded at running back.
If you're a Chiefs fan, no better sight than seeing Jamaal Charles on the field. That's it. For the next 6 weeks, the Chiefs will have off. They'll reunite in St. Joseph at the end of July for the start of 2016 training camp. Until then, continue to visit Chiefs.com for all your Chiefs-related news.